This is the WEOL Lorain Palace Theater Spotlight on Lorain, and this morning we are at the Lucas Place in the Park. It is the Lorain International Breakfast taking place this morning. It gets underway around 8 o'clock, and all the folks are coming in and stopping through. And one of those people that will be at the breakfast this morning is Chase Rittenour, the mayor of Lorain. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk water. We've had a lot of water. We've had floods. We've had storms. What's going on in Lorain?
It's been quite a brutal spring into summer already. You know, what we're doing is certainly, you know, we had the storm about a little over a month ago that dumped a torrential amount of rain on the city and on the region. I mean, we saw intensities that we've never seen before. So in Lorain, we're actually doing a number of things with our storm sewer system. We're looking at a number of projects with the hardest hit parts of the city. Some of these projects have been talked about for several years, but finally we've put the money aside to be able to fund them. And stormwater projects, whether we're looking at retention, like in some of the newer developments you see retention ponds, we're an older city. A lot of that planning wasn't done when Lorain was constructed, so now we have to look at doing it upstream. Retention projects are very costly. Dredging and widening our waterways and channels, very costly. But we're actually in the process now of looking at working with some of the townships as well as Lorain County at projects that would benefit everybody, because Lorain County has its own storm water district, as does the city of Lorain. So stormwater is not a city problem, it's a regional problem. It doesn't know boundaries when it floods homes, when it floods roadways, but water is certainly a serious challenge right now. What we want to do is invest so that in storms of lighter intensity, because it doesn't take that intensity of a storm to flood parts of Lorain, we want to make sure that we can better handle water in any rain event. But yeah, water is certainly on our mind. The storm that ripped through earlier in the week, some are suspecting, you know, whether it was a tornado or not, that went through Elmwood Cemetery. We saw a number of trees uprooted, 50-foot trees. Luckily, nobody was hurt, but we've had a rough go of it thus far.
Is the Black River Tunnel Project part of that relief toward flooding?
The Black River Tunnel Project was mandated by the EPA, or a project like it, to eliminate what are known as SSOs, or sanitary sewer overflows. We have two points near the Black River wastewater plant where, when it rains a lot, when the system gets over capacity, there are overflows into Lake Erie. The tunnel will hold those overflows. My guess is it will provide some relief through the system, but that's not directly related to stormwater. That's more on the sanitary sewage side. So the hope is that it does. It was designed with the intent of providing relief through the central part of the system. But overall, that is meant to bring us into compliance with the Clean Water Act. Sending untreated sanitary sewage into Lake Erie is, first of all, it's illegal and against the law. Second of all, it's not what we want to do to one of our biggest assets in Lorain.
People who come to Lorain, drive through the city, they get a little bit of orange barrel fever. Now, I know voters said yes to, you know, infrastructure repairs, upgrades, projects like that, but there's a lot going on.
Well, there's a lot going on, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to use those dollars that were allocated along with the state program that was just renewed with Issue 1, the Ohio Public Works Commission dollars that are part grant, part loan. We're trying to look at how we can better use some of our other our revenue streams, whether it be block grant or other dollars to... Obviously, we made a big impact last year. We're going to make another big impact this year on our roadways, probably to the tune of about $13 or $14 million going into our roads this year. But the goal is going to be continuing that year in and year out. In my mind, we should be doing, hopefully, between $4 and $5 million a year. Maybe three would do it, but we needed to take a big bite out of what... You know, how far we behind that we had fallen, and that's why the over $20 million last year, the $13 to $14 million this year are really important. And I know they're going to cause detours and delays. I had family members calling me up, you know, hey, why can't I get to Tower Boulevard? You know, it's I got to take the back way. Well, you're going to like the end result, but it is going to come with some inconvenience. You know, back before this program started, the city of Lorain was doing about $1.5 million in roadway repair in any given year. And the problem with that was we were over $40 million behind. So we're trying to take these sizable bites out to get us to try to get us caught up. Then with a maintenance program and an annual program, hopefully at least the $3 million clip, we can start to see more sustainable roads and better roads for a longer period of time.
We're talking to Chase Rittenour, the mayor of the International City. And this is the week when it really all comes true for you. This is kind of a busy week, I guess, for you and the city as well.
Oh, it's a busy week, but a great week for the city of Lorain. You know, I say this is actually the official start of summer in my mind. It's International Week, and really, you know, this International Monday, the breakfast kicking things off. But I think it really displays a lot of what makes Lorain unique, not just, you know, our nickname or our moniker, the International City. I think when you look at Lorain, its compilation of heritage, of culture, we've been a very open, welcoming city to diversity. We've been a very open, welcoming city to immigrants, to people coming here to find their way. And I think this week's a celebration of all that we have, and it culminates obviously with the festival, which how could you not want to go to the festival with all the various food choices? Certainly bring your appetite to the festival. But that's great. It puts the city on, it showcases and accentuates, I think, the very positive aspects of the city of Lorain.
Brings people down to the Black River Landing, a beautiful site that's being used throughout the year for all different types of events, and also gets people just kind of to see what Lorain is like, and it gives, a positive aspect to it.
And the power towers are down, right?
The high voltage transmission lines are down. The towers of power, as some of the neighbors in Charleston Village, the oldest neighborhood in Lorain, have referred to them as. But to me, that was the critical obstacle to opening up our waterfront for potential development. You know, whether it be roads, infrastructure, two things we're addressing: housing stock, obviously with the land bank and a lot of the housing demolitions that we've been able to do. All those things were important. But as I had developers into the city and said, what needs to happen in Lorain for you to become more interested? In all of them, it's a broken record. They said all those things, which is why there's no coincidence we focused on those. But also, the towers of power. You got to get those high-voltage transmission lines off of the way of the waterfront. We entered into a public-private partnership with First Energy to be able to make that happen. And the terrain is getting a lot more friendly for development, and that's going to be really our push through the remainder of the year, is to try to leverage what we've been able to do to see what is potential for our downtown and for our waterfront.
Time for breakfast, Bruce.
I think we'll let the mayor go. He has to get his seat. I know they probably have a special placard or reservation for the mayor. They must at least, or at least you got to work on that. But Mayor Rittenour, thank you for stopping in this morning. Appreciate
your
time.
Thank you for having me.